Hello, and welcome back to the Internet Masterpiece Theater. I'm Gerard Pilkington, your host, and as usual, we will be enjoying some of the finest drama that the Internet can muster. In today's masterpiece, we will be looking at the final moments of the poster Mario Owl. After an attack on his policies, Mario addressed the forum with a series of lengthy and memorable speeches before his inevitable demise. Today's Masterpiece Theater will feature Charles Fohill, one of our country's greatest actors. He is on leave from the Royal Shakespeare Company and is currently touring the USA to promote his new one-man show. Pay attention to me. Why did you make this idiotic post? To flame me? Let's see. You said one. It is not free. What isn't? These programs? Every single one I just listed has a trial or demo version. Every single one. And if you wanted to, you could get one of the trials and spend a few days making all your games. Or most, depending on how many you have. And then not need it anyway. By simply using a free image mounter program like DT Lite. Also, Alcohol 52% is free, and has been so for a while now. Only difference is that you cannot burn with it as you can with 120%. So in fact, Alcohol 52% is free. Shareware-like concept. Jellyfish, you state that it does not always work due to blacklisting. Whoa! Listen to the expert, guys. Yeah? So? It's a cat-and-mouse game. They fix the blacklistings, and then it works. Then they blacklist it again, and so it goes. And if you know how to manually fix these minor issues in most cases, or just wait until they fix them so your point is moot. Even if we take it at face value, you say it does not always work, admitting that in many cases it does. So even so, you would be best to make an image and see if it works. And if it does, hurrah for you! No need for a crack. Or then wait for the blacklist fix or crack. If an image works, it works. The blacklisting happens against the mounting software, and not the image itself. Since the protection sees the image as the original, this shows that you don't really understand how it really works. But then I knew that. Keep spewing hate, Mr. Collage Degree. Jellyfish, you say that it takes longer and is more effort than downloading a small file. What? Damn, you're hardcore. Not. The average protected image with any of these programs takes about 15 minutes total. When a game is new, you'd have a harder time finding a working crack. Let's see. Go shop and buy Game X. Come home and spend 15 minutes creating an image. Put your original disc away forever. Or come home and go online searching for the idiotic and porn-infested GCW et al. Because you have no FTP IRC skills, I assure you. Or access the right channels anyway, and find nothing. Or even if you do, download a file or files, scan them for viruses, Trojans, and hope your AV definitions are up to date and could catch whatever may be hiding in a crack, if anything. Then hope it works for your version and so on. Then, in the future, when you patch the game, do the same thing looking for the new crack for the new versions, which you almost always have to do. There are some shitty exceptions when one can use an older executable, but that's rare these days, and can make some of the fixes in the newer files are not there, obviously. So that's rather stupid and defeats the purpose of the patch. Duh. Plus, you just don't get the idea behind an image, do you? It's so elegant and real. Jellyfish, you mentioned that it clogs up your hard drive. How are things back in 1999? What planet are you from? Clogs the hard drive? You can buy a 500GB HDD today for 50 ducats, or a 750GB for under 89 ducats. The average PC game image is only around 4 to 8 gigabytes. You are insane! Even the most hardcore patriots on here will see that this is a non-issue. Nah, dude. You're so out there. Even Valve's stupid survey, which is based upon stupid kids with no money and outdated equipment, shows the average user has around 250 gigabytes hard drive space, and I'm being conservative. If, as an example, you were talking about making dozens of full Blu-ray movie images at around 25 to 45 gigabytes each, I would understand. Images of around 6 gigabyte average? Come on, get a job and buy larger hard drives. I'm a nobody, and I have 2x1 terabyte and a Raptor to boot. Oh dear God, I'll stop here before I burst a vein. Format, you sound insane and are attempting to use flame bait to lure me. It won't work. I'm Planet Crap alumnus. I was sponsored by Morn himself. God bless him. So hang on, Chappy. You say, imply, that a legal program, prove it's illegal, has a feature that its only use is to circumvent copy protection. Based on what? Your vast knowledge of copyright law? Or is it on copy protection? Seems with your kind, I shouldn't waste my time writing too much because it's wasted and then my fingers hurt. Just take off those horse blinkers you wear and so you can see more than just straight ahead. I think your condition is commonly referred to as tunnel vision. There are many genuine reasons why one would need to bypass read errors on discs. C2 errors predate any copy protection mechanism. In fact, those filthy companies that fake C2 errors in the first place. It may be a hard read on the better site, so I link you the layman version for easy reading. So, trying to recover data from scratch disk, which is a business in itself, is not a valid reason for you. You, like me, are a fanatic. And fanatics cannot be convinced, so I won't waste my time. Rather, I will prove you wrong over and over again until your peers laugh at you. Again, prove the world that a program that has a feature to recover or bypass read errors in order to be able to continue reading a disk is exclusively designed to circumvent disk-based copy protection. So you probably don't know or realize that every single CD or DVD-ROM drive since the year dot has built-in error correction. It's just that most good software in its own version to boot. I'll stop about here for now. Suffice it to say that people count on here. See what I say is true. And that is that if a program has error correction and such capability and is not an automatic piracy tool. Even everyday burning applications like Nero, Burning ROM, Easy CD DVD Creator et al. Have a feature or option that manipulates or is capable of doing so with disk errors. If I was government, I'd put you on a list of some kind.
You are on the wrong board to brag about how you copied every game on this planet and claim that copying game is an art.
Attention! Anyone that cares about the truth, attention! Look at this guy, out lie lie! Show me where I explicitly brag I copied every game on the planet. This puppy is trying to incite! You are an agent provocateur! They killed you during wars. Now, what I said before was that with games that I own, I have made images of those using originals. I specifically mention originals because you must understand that an original is needed to make a full and proper working image. I cannot use a torrent ISO or an already made backup that was copy protected removed. So this specific stipulation serves two purposes, to infer that I have originals to save the question being asked, and for a technical perspective, so I brag of nothing other than To correct your kind, I said I can make working imagas of any game I have, and I can! Don't try and twist it, it will not work. Sounds like that you are a submissive serf to the copy protection cartel, and there is something copy protected that you must not make or attempt to make a copy or backup is something you don't adhere to. Thing is, it's not illegal to back up one's game. Read the back pages of any PC game's manual and you'll see it clearly. In fact, just make your stance public so I can quote you. Are you saying that you know for a fact that making a game image backup using one's original disk ergo ownership, such as defined in the actual game's EULA manual, is illegal in the United States? Say it one way or another, you can't change your mind. No doubt you'll dance around this. You're just scared because of my knowledge about copy protection and imply an association with the dark side. I mean, why would a non-pirate, in your mind, know so much about these things? Oh, dear. I hope this douchebag sticks around. He's really entertaining.
Are you referring to me, sir?
I take it that you mean douchebag. Or maybe you have custom take on the word whatever. Yes, I am. Aren't I? I feed on comments like yours. Keep them coming. Pogo, you say you have evidence that I'm a pirate? Evidence? Shit, I'd hate to be in a court where you would be presiding. This point is answered in my second rebuttal. You are almost libelous. Tread carefully, partner. My pockets are deep. Pogo, you're an agent provocateur that implies meaning from something I have not written. I merely made mention of the fact that I make my images from original discs. And sure, to an normal, mature person, that would imply that I must have purchased the game, or at very least possessed the original media. I have not specifically written or made public statements to the effect that I have legal copies of all my games, by the way. You're in Fairyland! You make up the story as you go, to suit your twisted needs and morality. I mean, shit. God forbid if any person other than a murderer knows about detailed information about murder. Not counting, of course, detectives, specific law enforcement departments, forensic psychiatrists, coroners, medical examiners, criminal lawyers, etc. Or even people just like me. They like to read books and watch documentaries on a particular subject matter. What Celeste the deal for me is hoping that Russia and America spiral into a hot war. How's that for a segue? Jellyfish, you even mentioned that you don't know about the legality one way or the other. Then why talk about it? Why make a point in your little rebuttal, bad and incorrect as it is? Farstone, for one, has its headquarters in the USA. If such programs would be illegal in the USA, they wouldn't be there. Or at least they wouldn't sell to US citizens, but they do. Cannot last much longer. My strength is failing. God! I hate you so much!
And here we are. Our loyal and lovely person, Mario Ao, is now at his death's door. He has not much time left, and he is not long for this world. So, he lets fly his website and as much information as he has so you can get a hold of him today. Much like the jellyfish of the ocean, when it feels its life is endangered, it releases its sperm and eggs so that there's a possibility that they someday may have a child. He hopes that someday someone may show up to his website. And here we are with the finale. I hope this has moved you as much as I.
You have found me for what I am. I am a parasite that feeds on forum hate. Stop feeding me. But at the end of the day, I know more about copy protection than you, Pogo. I still have no PM from Tom or anybody. Will they touch me without protocol?
That sounds intriguing. Oh, and rather barbaric. And at first I had a link to my awesome site. Then I removed it only to try and not be judged. But I've just put it back there for those willing because it seems I'm being persecuted because of my race. I am part Aboriginal. Oh, laugh away. I could talk about DRM all day long. My site is at www.taxi538.com. At two Tom Chick. Oh. And there you have it. Oh, beautiful, beautiful work. A man persecuted for his race. Aboriginal. Who would have thought? What a brave man. Talk about stealing games and breaking copy protection. It's we need to talk about this today. I for one am moved. I have tears in my eyes. I hope that this serves as a lesson to all of us that can't we just talk about stealing video games without killing ourselves? We must stay together. We must learn from Mario Ao and know that he will not be unheard. Though he may no longer be with us, his spirit still remains, at least in my heart. And that will be it for this week's edition of Internet Masterpiece Theater. I'm your host, Gerard Pilkington, and I hope you'll join me next week for another one of the Internet's masterpieces. I'd like especially to thank Charles Fohill for working on this. It truly was moving. Thank you, and good night.